This is Jim Inkster. Welcome to Talk Louisiana. Signature support comes from First Financial, Tax, and Accounting Services. Matt Doyle producing. Your number is 877-217-5757. Our email is talk@talklouisiana.org. We begin with Nikita Stewart. She was named the Newswomen's Club of New York Award winner in 2018 for her coverage of the homelessness, mental health, and poverty, and that dovetails with her book that is just out called Troop 6000, and for more than a year, starting in 2017 at the peak of New York City's homelessness crisis, Nikita Stewart with the New York Times settled in with Troop 6000, the first Girl Scout troop founded for and by girls living in a shelter in Queens, New York. And it's an amazing story. Her viral front page article caught fire, and now it is in full form as a book, Troop 6000. Good morning to you, Nikita Stewart.
Good morning to you, too.
Well, Troop 6000 features many inspiring people, but let's start with Giselle Burgess. What about her? Young mother of five, trying to provide for her family. How did you come about her story?
Well, you know, when I started working on the book, I realized that Giselle Burgess and I had spotted each other across the room in 2015. She was a Girl Scout troop leader, and she had her daughters with her, and they were helping to feed homeless women in a hotel that had been turned into a shelter. And that was Thanksgiving 2015. And, you know, it never crossed my mind that the girls in their uniforms and their mother would become homeless and end up in shelter. And that is what happened. The next year in 2016, despite having a full-time job, she landed a great job with the Girl Scouts. The rent was too much. Her landlord was turning her building into a condo, and she was evicted. She didn't have representation in housing court, and so they ended up in the shelter system. But she made the best of it, and she decided to start a Girl Scout troop in the shelter where she was living, which happened to be another hotel turned into a shelter not far from the place where she and her children had served that Thanksgiving dinner to women who were experiencing homelessness.
Well, you said for nearly a year, six lived in a single room with two beds, one bathroom, curfews, lack of amenities. It sounds more like a prison than a home. How did they survive this?
They survived. You know, it's really sheer love. And then finding a community in the Girl Scouts and building a community within the hotel. When I first started working on the book, after the story went viral, I thought that I was going to be writing a book about homelessness through the eyes of Girl Scouts. But what I found was much more. I found a story about community, this sense of belonging, this need to help others, this need to be a part of something that is bigger than yourself. And that is what I saw in so many of the Girl Scouts and their parents. They really wanted to make the troop work, not only for themselves, but for other people.
Well, you've gotten a lot of attention about this before the book. And, of course, the book is out and about now, Troop 6000. Were you surprised at what happened when people were captivated by your work?
I guess I wasn't initially surprised by the story, because after I finished it, I remember an editor who, he was like, wow, this is really good. And I realized, I was like, oh, this is going to touch a lot of people. But I didn't know that it was going to take off like a rocket, like it did. And I didn't know how it would affect the girls and their parents. The book really gives a behind-the-scenes look of what happens when you are being celebrated everywhere, but each night you're coming back home to a shelter. There's a chapter that's actually called The Lifestyles of the Poor and Famous, because there were just a lot of ups and downs and mixed feelings about the attention that they were getting.
We're visiting with Nikita Stewart. Her book is Troop 6000. Last January, New York's Department of Homeless Services recorded 12,000 families with children in the city's shelter system, while the National Center for Homeless Education has released a report revealing more than 1.5 million public school students across the country were homeless at some point during the 2017-2018 academic year. In this country, we cover a lot of stories. As you know, they gain momentum, but this is one that's often neglected. And right now, for good reason, for very good reason, we're compelled to find out why 100,000 of our souls have been lost in the United States to coronavirus. But more than 1.5 million young people trying to go to school and being homeless, that's not a good prescription for success, is it?
No, it isn't. And I think what people need to wrap their heads around, you know, homelessness is not just about being in a shelter. The federal definition when it comes to students, it applies to students who are living in doubled up and tripled up, overcrowded situations. And it makes learning very difficult. And we've found in the pandemic, as so many school districts have turned to remote learning, you know, shelters don't have Wi-Fi. People can't afford Wi-Fi. And so, you know, this is a period of time where our government leaders really need to be watchdogs and make sure that children who were already behind don't fall further behind.
Chelsea Clinton says Nikita's book is about dreamers and builders, about mothers who never give up and daughters who hope for and demand more. It's about the 100-year history of the Girl Scouts, about New York City, and about what a real leadership looks like in any era. It's a powerful book full of powerful women and is well worth your time. And speaking of powerful women, our guest has had enormous success in the center of the universe, and right now, Nikita Stewart, pride of the great state of Texas. How's it looking in New York City?
Oh, well, you know, the city is definitely shaken by this. We like to say we're New Yorkers, so we're New York tough and we'll bounce back. But the inequality is very obvious now. There have been neighborhoods that have been more affected than others. And as you can imagine, those neighborhoods have been the poorer neighborhoods where people have less access to health care or a lack of access to good health care. And so we're pretty down here in New York, but we're not out. And, you know, whenever I hear people complaining about the lines are too long to get into the grocery store or I can't go out to this park or that park, I think about the girls and their parents who, you know, lived in hotel rooms basically on top of each other for a year, sometimes longer, and it really makes you remember what's important. And those families found out what was important was the love for each other and helping each other.
Nikita is from Killeen, Texas. She graduated from Western Kentucky University and then worked for the Washington Post, joining the New York Times in 2014. How did you get to the big city? I recall James Carville once saying he didn't make it to New York until he was 40 years old. How did you get there?
Well, I was actually in New York twice. I moved from Kentucky to New York to take a job with Gannett Newspapers. Then I worked at the Star Ledger in New Jersey. And then I moved on to the Washington Post and back to the New York Times. And during all of those stints, my focus was really politics and political corruption. So covering poverty and social services was very new to me, but it certainly wasn't foreign. I come from humble means, and I just never had focused on covering the issue, but this has been the most fulfilling, you know, story of my career. And I people always say, oh, is it fun? I'm like, well, it's not fun, but it is fulfilling. There's nothing like seeing someone get help.
Remember the name Nikita Stewart when you read her work in the New York Times, where she's been for the last 6 years. Her book is Troop 6000. For homeless Girl Scouts, it's not all badges and cookies, and her article about the troop landed the group on the front page, and this is quite a story that is compelling for anybody who reads it. Thank you, Nikita.
Thank you.